This is the second intro. One, because a blueberry stuck in my tooth that Paul pointed out, because he's a good friend. The second is I can't actually see the screen because Windows is being Windows, and it flipped what monitor is one and what which one is two, and so I see Paul, but I don't. I can hardly see XSplit. So if this sucks, blame Paul.
Yeah, huh? What we need is a we need like a dark mode intro, right? Because that intro we have is very bright and white. And, you know, it's like that all year long, but now it's like dark in the morning. Mm-hmm. Today, it's particularly dreary. It's like rainy and dark, you know,
need our sunglasses so when that thing
came
on.
It was like a, it's like, oh crap, there's a train coming down the tunnel. You know, like, it's bright.
We should replace like a little camera sound with like a train choo-choo. I think.
Yeah. Right. Just once, just to see if anyone notices.
I think that would be fitting. That would be fitting. But anyways, here we are. It's Monday. Facebook launched a game streaming service that you can now play with your closet racist uncle. And
wow. And you forgot to say for some reason.
For some reason. I
know. Although I gotta say, you should go read their post. The whoever this guy is, the VP in charge of Facebook Gaming, I guess. What a title. He kind of came out and he's like, look, we're not gonna brag about our data centers and blah blah blah. He's like, you know, we're just like it's free. We're starting small. Mm-hmm. We're starting with the types of games we're good at, and we'll see how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
And then he took a dump on Apple.
As is tradition. Really,
yep. I mean, you can't be in tech today without adding that paragraph to your blog post. So actually, it's pretty, you know, okay.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know.
I'm never going to look at it. I don't care, but good for them.
I mean, maybe if Facebook wasn't involved, I might be slightly more interested, but...
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of these things are going to be, or all of these things probably, like, you know, it's ad-supported, right? It's a free, free is such a, free is the word that should come with an asterisk. Like, oh, you'll pay. you'll pay.
What was I going to pull up? Oh, so I tweeted this out late last night because I got a little tip. I think there's some more changes coming to 343, which is the people behind Halo Infinite. So I think it's more, like, potentially personnel related, but we'll see. So just,
you know what it's, I'll tell you what it's related to, the fact that there is a Halo Infinite everything out in the world today, except for the frickin' game.
Yeah.
Like seriously, like there is so many cross promotions that they, in the talk about trains leaving the station, like they couldn't stop any of this stuff. So they're like, we're going to have to go ahead with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And our partner, and like, can you imagine the deals they have to cut with like every, like, you know, Taco Bell and Monster, whoever's doing stuff with them. Like, yeah, I know we're supposed to, you know, one thing we're supposed to do was the actual game. It's like we all showed up for like a Hollywood premiere and they were like, you know, we didn't even film it yet. I don't know. Oh, we scouted locations. It's unbelievable.
So if anybody sees anything like that come across the wire,
I don't know. This is the Xbox Series X version of the, what do I do if I want to play in a submarine?
Oh, you know? Yeah. Well, we've got a great console for that, Paul. It's called Xbox 360. Yeah, well,
the Xbox 360 works offline. Where's that guy now? It's just like, you know, we're not asking you like how you handle the nuclear codes, dude. Like, I don't, anyway.
Yeah, that was saying the quiet part out loud, but in like the worst possible way. And then there was like a cascading effect of just bad PR for the launch of that console. That
Yeah, it didn't come back to haunt him. It was fine.
So you wrote this up over the weekend, and the first thing I thought of was like, these people don't know this is the new AOL subscription, but the Fitbit has 500,000 subscribers.
Yeah. So this is the thing. The reason I wrote this up is because I saw the headline and I was like, come on. Here's the deal with Fitbit Premium. If you buy a Fitbit device this year, and I think it's probably all devices, but at least the smartwatches and maybe some of the higher end trackers. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly which ones, but you get like, I think 3 months of the service for free. So I did, and I have it. And I've only noticed one big difference between the app as I used it before and the app now. Right. And that it has to do with sleep tracking and the way the data is presented and how much is presented, whatever, blah, blah. So if you look it up, you can see what the differences are. And honestly, there's probably some useful stuff in there that I've, just personally, I'm never going to take advantage of. Like, there's a lot more stuff to it. But he said paying. So I guess I took it to mean like people were literally paying for it. And yes, you made, and I saw you made a joke about this on Twitter, like people checking, you know, bank accounts to see if they're, you know, doing this automatically without realizing it. Yeah, I'm sure there's some of that, but it occurred to me after I wrote it, paying could literally mean they're subsidizing the 3 months as part of the cost of the device. So you actually are kind of paying for it. Like every time they sell a device, some amount of that is attributed to revenues for Fitbit Premium. And maybe that, you know, and I guess if he had been that, if that's what it is, I'm just guessing, I probably wouldn't have even bothered writing it up. Like I wrote it because he said they were paying customers. 500,000 is a pretty big number. You mm-hmm. got to realize this is a company that has a tiny, tiny market share now, you yeah. know, thanks largely to Apple Watch, I would imagine. You know, they used to be kind of be it in wearables, really. I mean, now they're like, I mean, they're not number two, by the way. They're like number five or something. Like they're.
Who's number two? Like,
it's, there's two Chinese companies that are up there. I'd have to look it up, but it's, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably Xiaomi and.
Gotcha. So it's just lower price, probably product. That's...
Yeah. I mean, this is old, actually. Well, no, this is pretty new. So let's see what this says. So it's Apple, Xiaomi. This says Fitbit. Huawei, Samsung, Garmin, Fossil.
Microsoft.
No.
Maybe the band will get back together. Maybe that's a 2021 goal.
I don't think so either.
So, I don't know. It was a relatively quiet weekend. The Bengals broke my heart yet again for the, I don't know, how many years are we at now? 29 and 9 months since a playoff win. So.
Yikes. A Sunday doesn't go by where my brother-in-law, who is, despite living here, is a Steelers fan. And, of course, like a Yankees fan because, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't text me incessantly about, like, Tom Brady and or the Patriots. Uh-huh. It's like, dude, show me on the doll where this team hurt you, please. Like, I've been here for 3 years. I don't care. It's, like, obsessive.
The entire fourth quarter could be summed up by me tweeting, all we need is the defense to literally do anything, and we would have won the game.
They literally do, like, a Benny Hill, like, run around, or a Three Stooges thing where they're kind of bumping around and like, hitting each other and
they lost. Falling. They lost 37-34. They were up three points with, like, 68 seconds left. And I'm like, all you got to do is just not screw up. Like, just do anything. Like, they couldn't pull it off with this equipment. Like,
who did they lose to this weekend?
What?
Who did they play?
The Browns. Which the Browns are actually decent this year. They're 5-2.
They've already played the Browns twice, have they, this year?
Yes, they have. And they've lost.
Oh, yeah, because we're in the second half of the season. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have a hard time with time frames. Anyway. But how about the baseball game the other night?
There was a good game.
That's amazing.
Errors effectively at the end of the game to
walk off win with two errors, one at the plate.
The World Series, by the way.
There's this mythical bottom of the ninth, two outs.
Oh, yeah. Every kid has done
three
this.
And two.
Yeah. Bases loaded. I mean, like, you're down by.
Like, you're down by one. There's a man on base. I mean, it's the dream scenario. You know, it almost never happens. It's amazing. It's awesome.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's your sports ball update for your Monday, October 26th. I guess we've got Halloween happening some form or fashion this weekend.
Are you guys going to handle Halloween? You doing it?
I don't know.
You have a kid.
I don't know what we're doing yet.
Wow. I want to figure that one out.
Well, the kid's got a costume. I think we'll probably, I mean, we're not going to leave the neighborhood. We never do. Like, we live in a circle.
Okay. I think we might actually just sit outside, you know, like, and, you know, we'll have the lights on, obviously.
Well, what my wife has recommended and what we probably do is actually just put, like, candy at the end of the driveway.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, literally leave it there.
Yeah.
See, I thought about that, but look, we have one kid on our circle, Lorenza, and she's about your daughter's age, and she'll be dressed up like a princess because, you know, she's your daughter's age. And, We usually buy those giant bags of, like, little candies. And this time we bought, like, a medium-sized box of, like, full-size candies. And we're going to be like, look, just take three of them, kid. You're going to be half of what comes here. Like, I don't think it's going to be a big outing, you know?
What I really want to do is just get a giant bowl of Tootsie Rolls and just label them 2021 or 2020, because Tootsie Rolls are the worst candy to give out, and they're the worst candy on the planet. If you give out Tootsie Rolls, I think less of you for it.
And, sure. Let's put apples out, you know.
I would take an apple any day, bag of popcorn, anything over a Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll.
Because there is...
You can't suck it. You can't bite it. It's just the worst.
Do you want some food that looks like poop? Here you go.
Yeah. Oh, what does it taste like? Oh, poop.
Got a bunch of that in my backyard.